And now, the life of Mary Southern. Mary believes that if Max was instrumental in helping to improve business in Sanders, the townspeople would soon forget their recent resentment toward him. Max feels it is a losing battle. Although his devotion for the town his father founded is deep, he has agreed to sell out to Gerald Proust and leave the place for good. His price is $10,000, which is the money he needs for Phyllis's operation, the deed to the old Stratford Hotel, and a contribution to Dr. Benson's clinic with no strings attached. All week he has refused to tell Mary where he is getting this money. Friday was the red-letter day when Proust promised to have the cash ready. Proust phoned Max at his home, and Max asked him,
"Well, listen, have you got the money ready, Proust?" "Huh? Oh, yeah? Well, swell, that's all I want to know. Yeah, I'll be over in about, about a half." Man alive! No, I ain't talking to you. Sounds like there's been an accident out in front of the joint. What? Well, so long. Say, Mary, hurry up outside. There's been an accident right outside in front of the wall.
All right, Max.
Risto, what happened?
Some giant dog, Mr. Barton. It ran right in front of the car.
Oh, is anyone hurt?
I can't tell yet.
Here, let me help you out of the car, Mr. Barton.
The darn door. Look.
I'll run up to the house and get something to force it open.
Oh, wait, I think you're good pull.
There, that's got it.
Are you all right?
Well, I seem to be all in one piece. How about you, Joe?
Yeah, I guess I'm all here.
Oh, your lip's bleeding.
Well, it's nothing serious. I bet it when the car hit.
You certainly smashed that tree.
Well, don't worry about the tree. Just be sure you're not hurt.
Only a few scratches here and there.
Well, perhaps you better let a doctor look you over.
Yes, come on in the house. I'll call Dr. Benson.
What? A little hide off my wrist?
Well, just in case.
Stop worrying. I'm okay.
Wouldn't leave him safe in the car. Yeah.
Well, how did it happen?
Well, I was coming up over the hill, and the car was going about 40, I guess, and some pooch dashed right across the road in front of me.
Where'd he go? I hope he didn't hit him.
No, he didn't. I turned fast to miss him, and we skidded into this tree.
You're certainly lucky the car got all the damage.
I should say so. I'm glad we didn't hurt that pup either.
Oh, why don't you both come in the house and freshen up? I'll put some iodine on those scratches, too.
Thanks. That's nice of you.
I'll stay here and see if I can start the car.
I forget the car for a few minutes. We'll look at it later.
Right in this way.
Oh, thanks.
I hate to impose on you like this.
Oh, don't be silly. I'm glad we can help.
Hey, who bit the dust?
These people had an accident, Max.
Zowie. Oh, that fender looks like a pretzel.
We did a major operation on your lawn, too.
You mean I did one?
Oh, you couldn't help it.
That's all right. The grass needed cutting anyway. Say, what happened?
Well, I swerved to avoid hitting a dog and hit the tree instead.
Oh, those wacky hounds. I busted a collarbone once when one of them sat down in front of my jalopy to scratch her flea.
Thank heavens this wasn't serious.
Yeah.
Max, will you open the door?
Huh? Sure.
Oh, I'm sorry. This is my husband, Max Sanders.
Oh, I'm glad to know you. I'm Jeffrey Barton.
Hiya.
How do you do, sir?
How do you do?
How do you do, Mr. Shaw? The living room's this way, gentlemen.
Yeah, thanks. Sure. Come right in.
Sure. You have a nice place here.
Yeah, we like it. Thanks.
Will you excuse me a minute? I want to put some fresh towels in bed.
You're putting into a lot of trouble.
Oh, not a bit.
No, of course not. Sit down and make yourself homely.
Thanks.
You know, I hate to admit it, but I do feel fairly shaky.
Oh, do you? Well, how about a shot?
I didn't say no.
You? Don't use it, thanks. Doctor's there.
Oh, I see. Well, how'll it be? Straight or with soda?
Straight. A little water if you have it.
Sure, I'll have Mary bring some.
Hey, aren't you joining me?
No. I got to beat it. You see, I got a guy waiting for me.
Well, don't let us keep you if you have business.
Okay. Anything you want, don't be afraid to holler.
Thanks. Huh? We appreciate it.
Glad I've met you, Mr. Sanders.
It's all right. Same here. So long, fellas. Hey, Mary. Mary, hey, Toots.
Yes, Max, what is it?
Hey, come here, listen. I got a seat.
Children have that
bathroom
here. What do you want to do?
Well, listen, honey. Do you love me?
Silly. And right out of a clear sky. What brought that on?
Remember, this is Friday?
Mm-hmm.
Well, today I get the dole for Phyllis's operation.
Oh, Max, it's so wonderful. I'm holding my breath.
Yeah, it'll be swell, but you got to promise that you'll still love me.
Max, what's this all about?
Well, it's that left-handed miracle, Mary.
Oh, the miracle that appears to be a calamity at first, but We'll stop for the bed?
Yeah, that's it.
Max, I don't like to be the kind of wife who insists on knowing all of her husband's business, but there are times when a man should talk things over.
No, listen, Kurtz, not this time.
Well, I don't agree with you, but we're strangers in the house, so I'm not going to quarrel.
Listen, honey, don't get sore.
I'm not, Max, but this mystery's a little wearing.
Yes, give me the bye kiss.
Where are you going?
Now, give me the kiss.
Such a little boy.
You love me no matter what?
Yes, dear.
All right. I'll see you later. Oh, hey, I forgot. Get one of them guys a drink, will you?
All right, dear.
Okay.
She stands there, seems like a nice couple, Sean.
Yes, yeah, she's an uncommonly good-looking woman, too.
I wouldn't mention that in front of her husband. She might be the jealous type.
Oh, not ready to commit suicide. I saw those muscles, too.
Well, accidents must agree with you two.
We've decided this is a very pleasant accident, Mr. Sanders.
Now, I take credit for picking the location.
Oh, here's your water, Mr. Sanders. Sorry I was so long.
Oh, thanks, Mrs. Sanders.
Aren't you drinking, Mr. Barton?
No, tea is my strongest beverage.
Oh, then I'll make you some while you're fresh meat.
Oh, I didn't mean that. I can't let you go to all that trouble.
Now, I shall be angry if you mention that word trouble again.
Why, you insist. Tea is a pickup.
The bathroom's just upstairs. First door on the left. Think you'll find everything you need.
We'll get along, thanks.
You go ahead first, Shaw. I want to make a phone call if Mr. Sanders doesn't mind.
Oh, no, not at all. Phone's right here in the hall.
I won't be long, Mr. Barton.
Take your time.
And if you want me, I'll be in the kitchen.
I guess that.
Oh, you're hurt.
I guess I have a nastier cut on my wrist than I thought.
Well, let me see.
Just here. Didn't notice it. I took back my shirt sleeve just now.
Well, I'd better wash it off and put some iodine on it. Do you mind coming out into the kitchen?
Not at all.
Just forgive the way the kitchen looks. I have two children.
Oh, I know children. Shouldn't apologize. It looks very homelike.
Now, that's the kind way of saying it's untidy. Here, let me take Jimmy's bottle of beetles off this chair so he can sit down.
I remember when I used to catch bugs, put them in bottles. That's a long time ago. At least 100 years.
Oh, I don't believe that. Now, just hold your arm still while I wash this.
Funny that, like a professional.
Well, at one time, I thought I'd like to be a nurse.
And Cupid stepped in, huh?
Well, Max isn't the general conception of Cupid. I can just see him with a ribbon around his tummy holding a gilded bow and arrow.
You appear to be a very happy woman, Mrs. Sanders.
I am. Yes. Now for the iron. Mrs.
Sanders?
All of it.
Patience survived.
He's very good patience. Want to use phone now?
Please. I want to have a garage man come up and look at the car. If Shaw starts fooling with it, we'll never get to Williams Point.
Say, I know. I'll call Rube. He's more or less of a town character. But Max says he knows a car like a mother does a baby.
Well, then let's have Rube take a crack at it.
All right.
I want to make Williams Point as early as possible.
Now, I'll tell him that Rube it's a matter of life or death.
Good.
Pardon me, Mr. Button. Hello? Mr. Proust. Why, no, Max isn't here. He left a few minutes after he spoke to you. Is there any message? No, I didn't know. I see. Goodbye.
Would you call him now, Mr. Why, Sanders, you look pale. Is anything wrong?
I wish I knew, Mr. Barton.
How much do you know, Mary? Did Proust tell you what Max is planning to do? Something in his conversation must have alarmed you greatly to have made you turn pale. Has Proust discovered some new way to strike at you and your loved ones?